Geek Radio Daily for April 7th, 2010. It's all the geek without the weight. Good morning to you. How are you doing today? I hope your day's as good as mine has been so far. I woke up 20 minutes ago, but hey, it's been a great day so far. Yes, it is Wednesday. Some people like to refer to it as hump day. I like to refer to it as Wednesday. I don't know. I'm different like that. Who am I? I'm just the Bruce. So, yes, Wednesday is comic book day. We're going to look at geeky news. We're going to look at some mail. But first, like we do when I'm doing the show by myself, we start off with birthdays. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Russell Crowe, the actor from Gladiator, or if you prefer him when he's throwing phones at people, he's 46 years old today. Jackie Chan, 56 years old today. He's from Rush Hour. He's from a great movie called Who Am I? If you haven't seen it, you got to. He's going to be the new Karate Kid mentor. So we'll see how that one goes. Other people born on this famous day, Francis Ford Coppola, 71 years old today. Produced The Godfather, Godfather 2. We won't talk about Godfather 3. David Frost, the famous, kind of infamous, interviewer. He did Celebrities, and the movie Frost/Nixon was written about him and, Nixon, that famous interview. Wayne Rogers, you may remember him as Trapper John McIntyre from MASH. He is 77 years old today. Wow, I'm getting old. He's 77. James Garner from the Rockford Files and Maverick, he's 82 years old. Some people who are not with us any longer, the very talented, very lovely Billie Holiday was born in 1915. And powerful radio and television gossip columnist for 30 years, Walter Mitchell, was born in 1897. So that's famous birthdays for April 7th, 2010. Let's go to some TV pages, shall we? Let's do that. Over there on CBS, you have The New Adventures of Old Christine, Accidentally on Purpose, Criminal Minds, CSI New York. ABC, you have Modern Family, The Middle, Another Modern Family, Cougar Town, and Ugly Betty. NBC has a cute little show called The Minute to Win It. I like this show. This is kind of fun show to watch. And then you have Law & Order SVU twice. One's new, one's not so new. Fox, you have Human Target, and then, of course, it's American Idol, because why, it's Fox. Over on the TV Guide channel, you have Doc Hollywood. Cute little show. Oh, cute little movie. Spike Television, you have another episode of the Ultimate Fighter series. USA, you have a television show called In Plain Sight. If you haven't seen this before, it's a good show. You should watch it. TNT has the Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. Why? Really? Why? FX Network has Walk the Line. Comedy Central has South Park episode called You Have Zero Friends. This could be, it's South Park. It's going to be hilarious. And then a new show called Ugly Americans. And American Movie Classes AMC channel has Goodfellas. Excellent movie. Do I make you laugh? Am I funny? Am I a clown? A&E Network. Dog the Bounty Hunters Marathon. Yeah, it's A&E. You got nothing better. The Biography channel. You have the biographies of Weird Al Yankovic, Pee Wee Herman, and Robin Williams, all very, very funny people. History Channel, two episodes of Life After People. I don't care. If I'm not here anymore, I really don't care. Discovery Channel, Mythbusters, with an episode called Spy Car Escape. Disney being topical as always, as it has been all week long, Halloween Town High. Really? Okay. ABC Family has Van Helsing, but if I'm watching anything tonight, it's on the Chiller Network, where scientists accidentally create a virtual reality killer that stalks students and faculty at a college. It's Lance Henriksen. It's Will Sarandon. It's Shelley Swan in The Mangler 2. Kind of like I was doing with those names. The Mangler 2.
It's here! Listen up! It's time for mail call!
All right, looking at the mailbag today. We got one piece of mail from Jabba. You don't need no stinking sounders. Whenever you announce the next segment, I hear it, the music in my head. I am completely serious. I don't know if it works when I'm sober, though. Yeah, that's from Jabba, all right. You know what? I do, too. When I'm doing this show and I'm doing it by myself, I hear the sounders in my head. It's like, okay, that's where I'm going next. All right, it's break time. So if you want to send us any mail, please do. send it to podcast, The Bruce, Billy Flynn, or Flintstress at geekradiodaily.com. Coming back with you after the break, you got brand new comics and then geeky news for this April 7th episode of Geek Radio Daily.
Anyway, moving along, Andrea, what have you got
for us?
Well,
speaking of stuff that's not rocket science.
Hey everyone, it's your old pal John Drew, letting you know what's going to be happening during the month of April 2010 on the Chronic Rift. First off, we've got our in-review episode where we're covering everything from comic books to movies to TV to novels. Our roundtable discussion this month is going to be on comic book movies. Is this the golden age of comic books? What with the success of the Watchmen movie and DC and Marvel's plans to release a slew of comic book related movies? And finally, we've got two spotlight episodes. First one where I will be interviewing author and illustrator MCM. And our second one, in which we will be announcing the winners of this year's Roundtable Awards as voted on by you. So come check us out over at ChronicRift.com, The Chronic Rift, where we're trying to find the culture in pop culture.
Hello there, boys and girls. This is Robert Llewellyn. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily. How absolutely extraordinary. You must all be so clever.
Geek Radio Daily. April 7th, 2010. It's all the geek without the weight. I hope your week's been going as well as mine has. I've been busy as all get out, but hey, you would know that if you listened to last night's Weekly. Yep, we had a new one. It's out, episode 77. You already know what it's about. You've already seen it in the notes. You've already downloaded it. You've probably already listened to it, but I don't want to talk about that anymore. Today, we're talking about comic books.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Yes, hop on down to your local comic book shop and pick up, let's see, from Archie Comics, Archie and Friends 142, Betty and Veronica's Digest 203, from Boom Studios, you have 28 Days Later number 9, Codebreakers number 1, The Muppet Show number 4, and Uncle Scrooge The Hunt from Old number 1. The trade paperback is out today. Dark Horse Comics, you have Alien vs. Predator 3 World War, number 3 of 6. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, number 34. And Mass Effect Redemption, that's ending today with 4 of 4. DC Comics, you have Batman and Robin, number 1. That's a new printing, but it's only a dollar. Batman and Robin, number 11, is out today as well. Cartoon Network Action Pack, number 48, is out today. Let's see. Diamond Girl, Volume 1 Trade Paperback is out. Jonah Hex, number 43, JSA All-Stars, number 5, Justice Society of America, number 4, Thy Kingdom Come, Part 3, trade paperback is out today as well. Red Robin, number 11, Sparta USA, 2 of 6 is out today, as well as Superman Secret Origins, 5 of 6. From Dynamic Forces, you have Green Hornet, number 1 is out today, and RoboCop, number 1. From Dynamite Entertainment, you have the Green Hornet Year 1 with Alex Ross limited edition foil green cover. Special. Project Superpowers Chapter 2, number 8 is out today as well. From IDW Publishing, you have A-Team Shotgun Wedding number 3 of 4. That sounds hilariously funny. G.I. Joe Movie Snake Eyes trade paperback and G.I. Joe Origins number 14. From Image Comics, you have... Let's see, what do you got today? Let's see, Jersey Gods number 2 and His Home trade paperback is out today. Spawn Endgame Volume 2 trade paperback. I'm talking a lot of trade paperbacks today. I don't know why. It's kind of fun. I like trade paperbacks. That's why. From Marvel, you have, let's see, Marvel Comics, you have Avengers, The Origin number 1 of 5. That starts today. Daredevil Noir trade paperback. Daredevil and Cable number 25 is out today. Iron Man, The Art of Iron Man, the movie trade paperback is out. Marvel Zombies, number 5, 1 of 5. Oh, I love how they put all these numbers together. New Avengers, Luke Cage, 1 of 3 is out today. S.H.I.E.L.D., number 1, new series starts today. Wolverine, number 66, America's Greatest Comics starts, it's 1, it's a dollar. Hey, can't buy it, can't beat that. And Wolverine Weapon X, number 12 is out today. And that's your comic book list for this Wednesday, April 7th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! All the news from a geeky point of view. Kino International is proud to announce that the North American release of the new restoration of Fritz Lang's 1927 science fiction masterpiece Metropolis, with 25 additional minutes of lost footage and the original score, is coming out to movie theaters. The new 147-minute version, being released as the complete Metropolis, will have its first U.S. showing April 25th at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood, part of the TCM Movie Classic they're doing, their film festival. Well, after that, it's going to be released to all of the major markets throughout the United States and Canada. Check your local listings to find out when that movie theater is coming to a movie theater near you. However, if you don't live in a major market, don't worry. Metropolis will be coming to Blu-ray in November. If you have not seen this movie, it is a masterpiece. It is absolutely beautiful to watch. And with 25 new minutes, you can't miss this. Robert Zemeckis and Disney is looking to franchise the upcoming Dark Life. It's a young adult novel. The book is set in the near future world, where rising ocean levels and natural catastrophes have led some people to homestead on the ocean floor, and the kids start to develop supernatural powers. The story centers on an underwater teenage boy and a surface girl who join forces to uncover a government conspiracy. There's no word yet whether this will be live action or performance capture. At this point, Zemeckis is strictly the producer and is not necessarily going to be the director. We'll find out more about this project and we'll let you know. An amazing discovery of a perfectly preserved amber in Ethiopia has given scientists an unprecedented glimpse into the ecosystem of a region that is 95 million years old. The pictures that will show up on the shows over there at geekradiodaily.com show plants and insects of the Cretaceous woodlands right after the beginning of flowering plants have evolved. One of the most exciting discoveries was made of a perfectly preserved body of a female ant, one of the oldest ever found. All that is known currently is that the ants co-evolved with the flowering plants, and this new finding could help researchers figure out how the ants evolved. In addition, a spider fossil was also the second oldest sheet weaver ever discovered. Now, knowing all of this, that what we find in the amber, can Jurassic Park truly, truly be that far away now? You remember the original, the movie? Yeah, that's kind of how all this started. We'll see what happens. Are you hoping for a new Harry Potter novel? Well, we just found out that you might have to wait a little bit. J.K. Rowling revealed yesterday that she could return to the boy wizard once more. She was talking to reporters at the White House Easter egg roll on Monday. She was asked whether or not she was playing a new Harry Potter novel. She said that she doesn't intend to write any offshoots of the Harry Potter series now, but she wouldn't rule it out maybe in 10 years from now, depending on how she feels. But she told One Child that she does like to want to write more books, but we're going to have to wait for the Harry Potter universe, but we will get some sort of other Harry Potter or other J.K. Rowling novel. So you got to wait 10 plus years for another Harry Potter. Wonderful. ABC's casting call for a new series, The Gates, reveals a massive supernatural spoiler about this small-town cop show. Turns out Rona Mirda plays a vampire housewife, the town's quarterback is a werewolf, and a lot of other weird twists. The lead casting call explains that the show takes place in a suburb of Chicago. Nick Monahan, a big city cop who moves with his family to an idyllic burg, which he suddenly realizes is populated with monsters. Not a big deal, unless you're the guy they've picked to become the police in this small town. Now it's up to Nick to keep the peace. This show is being described as Desperate Housewives meets Buffy with a lot of Eureka mixed in with it. ABC's copying their own shows now, ladies and gentlemen. They've officially run out of ideas. All right, that's the show, ladies and gentlemen. Geek Radio Daily, thank you for joining us today. Join our Facebook page and become a fan. Check us out on iTunes. Leave a message. Hey, tell us how good we are. Tell us how not good we are. Okay, forget it. Tell us how good we are. GRD is distributed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Send us an email. You can send it to podcast, The Brute, Billy Flynn, Flintstress, all of us at GeekRadioDaily.com.
Jurassic Park is frightening in the dark. All the dinosaurs are running.